Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, whether either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Our next guest, you've actually already been hearing this month. You've heard him on some of the promos for our program as we've been heading into the holidays. Kim Worley and also Terry Pittman of C3, or Chosen, is here today to talk to us not only about the amazing year they've had this year, but also the recent nomination for the Rhythm of Gospel Music Award. And they're also going to be introducing their single, Don't It Feel Good, on our program. Kim, Terry, welcome to Conversations Live.
Hello, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Well, glad to have you guys on with us. You know, Terry, let's kick this off with you. You know, again, thank you all for the great promos you guys did for us here. We've been playing them already this month, and we'll continue to do so moving into the new year. But what has it been like for you as you've seen not only the way that the music is resonating with people, but the recognition you guys are getting because of your faithfulness? What has this experience been like for you, Terry?
Well, it's been an exciting experience, as well as it's been a challenging one as well. The recognition, I don't even know if we know the magnitude of the recognition that we are getting, but what we are seeing thus far is that, you know, people are embracing us and they are, all, you know, welcoming us and just loving on us a little bit. And, you know,
yeah.
So just trying to just make sure that we, you know, have a smooth journey with everything, and just making sure that first and foremost that we are doing the same with the Lord. So we just want the journey that, you know, that we have to answer, or the calling that we are answering, just want to make sure that we are definitely doing that first, as well as pleasing our fans.
Exactly. Kim, what about for you? I mean, have you had a chance? I mean, I think Tara brings up a good point. Do you even have the time to even sit back and reflect on all that has happened to you guys? And then, of course, the nomination for the Rhythm of Gospel Music Awards, you know, what has it been like for you as you have thought about that and looked at what you guys have been accomplishing?
Well, you know, it's all just a blessing. It's a blessing. And, you know, as she was saying, we just want to stay humble and grounded and know that it is nothing but the work of the Lord and God's favor. And, you know, we just want people to know that we're real people, that we work hard, and, you know, we're just doing the best we can with the ministry and going forward. And it's not easy. I don't want anybody to think that it's easy, because it's not easy.
Oh,
my God. But it's our job, it's our passion, and we have to do what the Lord say for us to do.
Mm-hmm. So it makes it a little easier, you know, just to jump in and piggyback off of that. It makes it a little easier, I guess, when we do accept that calling. We just know what we have to do, and we just try not to focus on, like, the actual hard work that is, because it don't feel like hard work. We're having fun, you know.
Yes.
It's just exciting, and, you know, it's just, like she said, it's our passion.
And, you know, we mentioned, of course, the recognition, you know, not only the nomination, but I was, you know, I, like others, keep up with you guys on the social media site. I mean, you guys have been, I know the Reverb Nation, the Christian Gospel chart, you know, you guys have really been moving up there as well. You know, do you think part of this, Kim, is the fact that people are hungry for something real, that they're looking at their lives and they're looking for something that connects with them, and C3 is part of that connection?
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't have said it any better myself. You know, I know we want things that are, people want things that are tangible.
Right.
People need to know that, you know, these are real people. These are people just like you and me that's going through everyday life struggles, but they know that with the Lord it is a wonderful experience, and that you can make it no matter what happens, no matter what comes your way, that you can make it. And we are grateful for the nominations for the Rhythm of Gospel Awards. We've actually been nominated for 5 different categories.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and I think that is one of the amazing things too, Terry. You know, I first learned about you guys with a very simple song called I'm in Love. And, you know, it is one of those songs, I think, when people listen to it and you think about what you're saying, I mean, who would not want that kind of love? Do you think that that is what people are asking themselves when they hear that song by you guys or the single that we're going to be hearing? Do you think they're saying, you know what, I want what they have?
I think they're saying that, and I think that because that song, the way that it feels, it almost kind of takes you away, kind of takes your mind away from all the troubles, all the problems that you may be having throughout the day or whatever, and because it just sweeps you away or takes you to another place, yeah, I think it's very inviting to say, I want that type of love. And like I said, that type of love is, you know, able to be shared. So it's not like something that we just consume ourselves. It's like, you know, it's inviting. So it not just invites us, it invites everyone into, you know, when someone hears that song. So, yes, I do. I think they, you know, feel like they can share in part of that as well.
Exactly. For those that are just tuning in, he's on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Kim Worley and also Terry Pittman. There are two of the members of C3. Kim McCoy could not be with us, but we've been talking to us a little bit about the journey, what it's been like for them to look at where they've been this year, what they've been able to achieve, and, of course, what their fans, of course, are picking up on as well. You know, I think for all of us, and I was just saying this actually with my previous guest guys, is that, you know, we all know what it's like to have challenges. Kim, do you feel as though because you know where your true faith lies, when you know where, you know, where your heart is, do you think that at least makes the challenges a little bit more easier because you know you're not really going through this by yourself?
It does. And, you know, nobody likes to do too much anything by themselves or by themselves. So it does make it a lot easier to know that on this journey we are not alone. And we want to, and that's, you know, part of our message. When we tell everybody, you know, it's another day's journey, and we're so glad about it because we have that opportunity to be able to share these life experiences and these godly experiences and a song such as I'm in Love, to let everybody know that that is who we're in love with, our God, and that, guess what? He loves us back, and he loves them too.
Exactly.
Right. You know what, and Terry, that's a great point, that this is not something that's just reserved for a few, and that is, you know, and that is so different than love sometimes between us as human beings, you know, where we have our picks and chooses. You know, would you agree that, you know, that definitely makes, you know, the rockier times a little bit easier to go through because you know who has your back?
Exactly. And with God having your back, I mean, you know, who more can we
have?
Your friend. Exactly. He has it all. And like you said, but just knowing that even sometimes, I guess, when those feel, you know, those people feel like, okay, maybe God has forgotten about me, you know, just to share that, like I have Kim and Kim, you know, and we have gone through and still is going through so much, but it helps a whole lot because like you said, we have someone right there, but just to know that God is always there.
Always.
You know, he is, you know, you won't ever feel alone. So it's, yeah, just, again, it's just so warm and inviting to know, you know, that he got me, he has me.
He'll
like,
never leave us nor forsake us.
Exactly. And it's just like, oh, my God, you know. So it's just an overwhelming love. It's, you know, it's just almost unexplainable sometimes to where, you know, you just, it's like, oh, my God, you know, you can really love me even though I'm messing up or I'm doing this or I'm doing that. You know, I don't deserve this, but, you know, he loves us anyway. So that's blessing. That's a blessing.
The single that we're going to be listening to is Don't It Feel Good. Tell us a little bit about the single, Terry. How did it come about?
Okay, then. Don't It Feel Good has a different type of feel. It has like an old school feel to it. If anybody knows anything about Earth, Wind, and Fire, they'll know what Don't It Feel Good is. But it just has an old school feel and just expressing how good it feels to know Jesus or how good it feels to have him in your life. So it's like, don't it feel good? It's like, can you even imagine how good it feels to have God in your life? So with that being said, to accompany that feeling with that track, it just makes for a beautiful relationship. So once you play that track, I'm telling you, they'll know it feels real good.
Well, since we have the two of you here, why don't you go ahead and do the honors and introduce it for us?
Okay. Well, this is C3. This is Terry.
And Kim.
And this is one of our singles, Don't It Feel Good. because it surely feels good.
At the end of the day, don't it feel good?
Through blogtalkradio.com, we have Kim Worley and also Terry Pittman of C3 joining us live. Unfortunately, Kim McCord was not able to be with us, but we've been having a great time with the ladies, talking to them a little bit about their journey, what this year has been like for them, and of course, you know, what it's been like for them to share their music with you. You know, we mentioned, of course, the nominations through the Rhythm of Gospel Music Awards, ladies, and one of the awards that you guys are up for is Urban Contemporary Artist of the Year. Do you think that it's the relatability factor, Kim, that really draws people in? You know, as the old saying goes, this is not your grandmama's form of gospel music. So do you think it's that relatability, especially with the younger audience, that really grabs them and makes them want to listen?
Yes, of course. As our kids told us, we like what y'all do, and we like the contemporary and the traditional, but we want also something to make us pat our feet and move a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we had to oblige. We had to oblige. But, yes, yes. We and that's what our purpose is, to reach the masses. Because, actually, on the CD, we have a little something for everybody,
mm-hmm.
which the CD is chosen by faith. And we have some old school, traditional jazz. We even have some rap.
And spoken words.
And spoken words.
A little something for everybody, indeed. And so we're definitely going to be letting our listeners know how they can actually get that as well. You know, Terry, you know, not only are you guys up for that nomination that I mentioned, but also you're up for Alternative Christian Gospel CD of the Year. I mean, just to think of that. I mean, to think of, you know, how people are not only able to recognize what you guys do, but these nominations. And I always say, you know, the nomination itself is such an honor because, I mean, just to know that you were recognized at that point. But, you know, when you think about that and think about the people who will learn of you just because of the nomination, does that make you think of the opportunities you have of only being able to take this gospel further?
Yes, of course. Like you said, it's an honor to just be recognized and just to be, you know, nominated in itself and to get the letter in the mail to say, really? Wow. I mean, nominated, you know, one time, two times, you know, but it's just a honor. It's a great feeling to know that people can just welcome you and just make you feel so at home or so at peace at what you're doing. And it's almost like a confirmation from everyone else, like, okay, yes, you're doing the right thing, even though we know that's what we're doing. But it's always nice for other people to say, you know, we really enjoy what you're doing.
Exactly. And then because we all know, ladies, that, you know, it's a lot easier to kind of get that, you know, that negative rumble than that proverbial pat on the back. And so, you know, I think it is definitely a way of the Father saying, well done. You know, that you know, other people may not see you, but I see you. You know, and that's what's really taking place here. So, Kim, let our listeners know how they can find out more information about you guys. And, of course, you know, how can they get the music?
Well, you can go. We have our music is on iTunes and CD Baby. You can also go to Reverb Nation. If we have any listeners from Fayetteville, North Carolina, you can go to S&J Gospel Christian Bookstore.
Well, I don't think anyone does MySpace anymore. Listen at it, but, you know, I'm sure you'll want to go. That pretty much covers it.
Okay. Well, I know we were able to get the music from Amazon.com, our partner here at Conversations Live, and we would definitely, you know, if for those who aren't able to go in and physically get it, definitely make sure you guys do check them out there. And also CD Baby, as you mentioned, too, as well, able to get the music there as well. You know, I go back to that single, of course, I'm in Love, you know. It was one of those songs that I could listen to that every day. Because it really is, I think, you know, such an amazing thing. And it's, Terry, and I think you said it, not only that you can love him, but knowing that he loves you back. And I think that is something that people around the world, they're looking for true love. And I think that's a song that talks about what true love is. So we're definitely glad and really excited about all that you guys have coming up. 2013, of course, are the Rhythm of Gospel Awards. Are you guys coming?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Well, I will be there too. So I'm looking forward to meeting you guys. Definitely, our magazine, Conversations Magazine, is nominated for Publication of the Year. Looking forward to meeting you guys there, and we definitely want our listeners to make sure you guys go and vote for these ladies. You can find, of course, on our radio website. You can find the link, of course, for the Rhythm of Gospel Awards, the direct link there for voting. Keep in mind, you have to vote in all the categories in order for it to count. So if you're looking for some categories that need to be filled in, these ladies are taking up about five of them, so you can make it real easy. Go in there and vote for them, and make sure you do spread the word as well. So, ladies, again, congratulations to you on all the success of the music, and also, of course, in being faithful in your mission, too. We appreciate you guys coming by.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Thank you. And we are, you can vote for us number 4, number 7, 18, and 19. C3, a.k.a. Chosen.
You know what? You even got the numbers out. Give them to them one more time.
I made it easy.
Yes.
Well, look, we
have
Facebook,
Chosen 3.
Yeah. Oh, our website, that's chosen3.com, net or org. We didn't take all of them.
Okay.
So, you know, reach out at us and, you know, just you know, hit us up.
Hello.
You know,
exactly.
We be seeing everybody.
and the ladies are also on Facebook as well. So definitely make sure you hit them up there. We actually tagged them in the link for this segment. So we ladies, we definitely appreciate you again, Kim Worley and Terry Pittman. Looking forward to hearing great things from C3 in 2013, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Hey, more than welcome. Now, if you missed any part of the conversation with the ladies, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast. And about 5 minutes after we go off the air, all you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. If you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Just go to facebook.com/CAWEB4. That's C-A-W-E-B-B, the number 4. And on Twitter, you can find us at Cyrus Webb. That's CYRUSWEBB. Just click on that link. You can go back and listen to the entire podcast completely for free. That's going to do it for us for this edition of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.